What about toxicity with Bev and ovarian cancer and side effects?
Well, clearly the experience in ovarian cancer with bevacizumab had the advantage of knowing what the experience has been in other tumor types. So there was a lot of course, knowledge about controlling hypertension, and that has become pretty standard to make sure if someone's hypertensive, you control the hypertension before you start, or certainly exactly at the same time if you need to start right away. There had been experience, of course, with bevacizumab and the risk of bowel perforations, in particularly as relates to GI cancers. And clearly the issues with bleeding and healing had been evident in squamous cell cancers of the lung. But it did come as somewhat of a surprise in the second study, a phase 2 study of single-agent bevacizumab that was conducted. It was actually a company-sponsored study to look at, basically to confirm the GOG trial, as I said, which was about a 20% objective response rate. The company sponsored a study on its own with obviously an indication for a potential secondary indication based on phase 2 data. But in this study, in contrast to the GOG study, and I'll say in a moment what possibly was the difference, the study had to be stopped. And although there was, again, about a 20% response rate in a highly resistant population, there was about a 10% incidence of bowel perforations. Now, there's some people who have said, oh, well, you know, this is ovarian cancer, bowel perforations, you know, you see that. Well, that's simply not true. We see very commonly obstruction, but actual perforation, which was seen here, including death, is not common.
And these were clinically problematic because the initial thought that seemed to be coming out of the colon study was, yeah, these perforations occur, but it's not like that, you know, it's a lot of them resolve on their own, et cetera. What about an ovarian?
Well, you know, see, the problem is it's some of that may be true, but you have to look at the population you were treating here. Because remember, these were not early diagnosis. This was not initial surgery. These were patients with very advanced disease in this trial. Extensive intra-abdominal disease.
Right.
So
maybe a tumor response going on?
No. I mean, again, and even if you did, it would have been a minimal response of a lot of disease.
But what I'm saying is the idea sort of coming out of lung cancer that maybe if you have a lot of tumor in the belly, you get a response, you sort of open up some holes?
Well, that is obviously a possibility. But here one could argue that there is such extensive disease that what's happening is that there's a lot of bowel in contact with tumor and there's sort of a you'd say a tug of war between the tumor invading the bowel and the body's ability to prevent these microperforations and the bevacizumab in somebody who's got all of this disease in the abdomen sort of tips the balance against the body's natural reserve. Because you see, that was not seen. That incidence of perforation was not seen in the GOG trial, same dose of bevacizumab, but the difference was those patients were not nearly, although they had recurrent disease, they had advanced disease, it wasn't the extensiveness. And so again, these are not randomized trial data, but the populations were really very, very extensive. And then even in subsequent studies, people have said, well, we don't see a 10% incidence. In the GOG trial now, for example, and many people say is, okay, if you have ovarian cancer patient, and you do an operation, and you're going to use bevacizumab, don't give it the first course. Give it the second course. In other words, the healing will have occurred. They
right,
go in and
right.
have, and then immediately start bevacizumab. Not
right,
a good idea.
Right.
The idea is that if you have somebody with extensive intra-abdominal disease, and if they're not going to be chemotherapy responsive, meaning you give them chemotherapy and they get better, that's great, then start bevacizumab. But if they have a really extensive disease, it's probably not a good idea.